It's our annual pilgrimage to the Seaplane Base, which is an amazing venue of Air Venture Oshkosh, something completely different from main grounds, where there's a lot of jet noise and a lot of chaos. You know, you come out here to the Sea Base, it's time to relax, take in some nature, see some cool float planes, otherwise known as seaplanes, and just relax. They have a great venue. If you have not been out here, and Shane Albers is the chairman of the Seaplane Base. Shane, you and I have been chatting for years because you have filled literally every function out here over the last, what, 20 years?
Yes, sir. Yeah, 27 years.
Okay, 27, even more. So this year seems energetic. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Everybody's just so excited to be back here at the Seaplane Base. Last night we held our annual Watermelon Social, which was well attended and again, well liked. We didn't hold it last year due to restrictions, but this year we were able to reinvigorate and bring it back, and it was you could just feel the energy at the base here.
That's always a favorite out here, always a favorite. You know, you've moved it from Saturday to Friday to enable your volunteers and your staff to take part in the night air show, which is really cool for you guys, you know, moving forward. It's such a great event, though, that Watermelon Social. And I heard a bird say, rumor had it, you guys might be even adding some things in coming years, and that'll be cool. Maybe a fish fry?
Well, we're talking about it. It's one of those things. So by moving it to Friday, I mean, you are in Wisconsin, and one of the things that'll go good in Wisconsin on Friday night is a good old-fashioned fish fry. So we've been in talks to trying to get that out here. So folks that travel from all over the world out here, you know, right here to the Seaplane Base in Oshkosh, they can experience, you know, our traditions right here on the shores of Lake Winnebago.
Yeah, it's awesome. Hey, why don't you, we have a little bit of time here at the beginning of the show. Before we dive into your staff and volunteers and all the cool stuff that's going on, why don't you tell us a little bit about the venue for anybody who hasn't been out here? They still have time. They can get on the bus today. They can get on the bus tomorrow. They can get out here and see the seaplane.
Absolutely. Day. So, you know, you stole all my words in the very beginning here, and I was going
to
yell at
you. Well, that's my job. That's what I do.
Right, exactly. We've been doing it long enough, so this is how it goes. But, you know, one of the things about the Seaplane Base that people really need to understand is when you're at the main field, you know, all you have is concrete. You have airplanes. You get to see airplanes. There's a couple trees around, and, you know, there's a little bit of grass out there, right? The most concrete I actually have on the property here is sitting out in Lake Winnebago, and we use that concrete as anchors to hold airplanes out in our mooring field. So when you get out here, you get to experience 45-foot-tall shade trees, grass everywhere, and quite honestly, Jamon G., it is not uncommon to find people taking a nap along the shores out here.
Well, it's a great place to nap.
We have a beach that you can walk in on right into the shores of Lake Winnebago here and cool off on a hot summer day like today. And we have a food vendor of full-service amenities. I would encourage anyone that's never been here, or even if you've had the slightest thought of coming out, give us a visit.
I want to tell you, I am going to give a plug to your food vendor because I came out early in the week, you know, last weekend pre-convention, and had some of their ribs. Oh my gosh! So we are definitely making improvements in the food category out here at the Seaplane Base.
There is no doubt, and you're not the first person to rave about them.
So anyway, other than food, tell everybody what else is out here that they can participate in.
So we also have a free harbor tour ride on a pontoon boat. So much like the airport, people get to, you know, walk around the airplanes and get close to them, take their pictures with them. Well, our flight line is sitting out in about 6 feet of water out there in the lagoon. So it's impossible to get up close to them. So we offer a free harbor tour where you go on a pontoon boat, and we get you up close and personal. And then our captains, our U.S.-certified Coast Guard captains and their helper, have so much knowledge about the aircraft. So not only is it a spot to sit down comfortably, a nice breeze, a boat ride, a flight line tour, but you also get the history of the property and the aircraft sitting out in the mooring field.
Yeah, which is and that's a great and that's just a donation, right? It costs nothing. It's just a donation.
That is correct. There is actually even no donation. It is a free ride, and We have a souvenir button that you get for visiting the seaplane base and taking a tour with us.
No kidding. So how do we support you for fuel and things at these costs?
EAA has been so gracious to offer these boats for the guests of Air Venture and the folks that come down here to Seaplane Base to be able to fund that entire opportunity or that operation at the point.
So diving into nuts and bolts, you've got these boats. What kind of boats are they, and what do they do with them throughout the year? Because this is not a seaplane base any other time of the year,
that
right?
That is correct. So we are actually standing on private property. There's a really strong relationship between the owners of this property and EAA, where they allow us to use this property as a seaplane base for 1 week out of the year. So the boats that are in the water that EAA owns, we take them out at the end of the year. EAA maintenance staff maintains them and stores them next door at the main field, or next door as we call it.
Yeah. Right.
And then our towboats, they actually live right here on property. The pontoon boats that the folks would get to ride on, those are rented vessels. And then that way we can keep them fresh and new and comfortable every year for the folks, so that they're not getting on a piece of junk. Right,
right. Very comfortable.
Yes, exactly. You got it.
Yeah. So describe for the listeners what a tour might be like on one of the boats.
Absolutely. So there's a short wait. It's a very popular program down here. Then we'd walk you down our floating docks. And you know, for a lot of folks, they'd never seen or even been on a floating dock. It moves underneath your feet with the water levels. Then they get onto the boat, and they take a nice, just tranquil tour of our mooring field. And they get to learn about all the aircraft out there. I see a Samaritan Aviation, a 206, a Cessna 206 on amphibs. We have a caravan out there, you know, so we get some really neat looking airplanes in here.
Shane, how many aircraft did you get this year?
Yeah, great question. So as of this morning when I checked, we had 82 registered airplanes.
Wow.
At the seaplane base. We had 107 amphibians registered at the main field. We actually we have a co-chair that does the main field amphib parking. So collectively this year alone, we're at 189 aircraft. We are about 25%. 30% higher than last year alone.
Fantastic.
It's been a great year.
Yeah. Well, and we can't complain about the weather either, because this has been a banner year for weather. And you're having a banner year with seaplane numbers, and main field is having an incredibly banner year. And those numbers are going to come out, on Monday when the organization releases all the statistics. But they are considerably higher than they have, from what I understand, ever been.
Absolutely, so. And that's great news. And I gotta speak about the weather real quick. It is just, it's absolutely incredible. I can't even remember the last time that we had a forecast, but then not only was it forecasted, this week has just been out of this world awesome for weather. It's just beautiful, even more reason to come down to the seaplane base.
Well, and when seaplane folks talk about weather, it's not necessarily the same weather that land plane folks talk about, because you're very affected by wind and swells, right?
That's
so
right.
Much more than a land plane person would even, a pilot would even think about. You have a lot of things that restrict you from flying when it starts to get windy.
Absolutely. Our worst wind is a west or a northwest wind, and it's a long lake, 36 miles long, 11 miles wide, 15 feet at its average depth. And because of that, when we get that west or that north wind, it will actually perpetuate and just get worse and worse and worse in our bay out here. But we have an alternate landing spot, so we can still service the folks that fly in here to the Oshkosh Air Venture Seaplane Base should they need to land in a safer spot.
And what is that?
Yes, well, it's actually, you guys all might know it called as Warbird Island. It's actually an island that's 2.2 miles south of where we're standing right now. And it's used as a point for the warbirds as they get into their formation for the air show. So it's a half moon shape, and it's the exact opposite half moon shape of our harbor and our bay here, which protects from that west wind. So 200 yards roughly off the inner cove there, it's a perfect spot for landing a seaplane when we get kicked up out here.
Then do you moor them out there and then tow them in when it gets better? Is that what you do?
Well, kind of. We have moorings on site for the pilots to be able to hook their own aircraft up to our mooring system. And then we actually go down there and we pick them up via boat by a local restaurant that we keep a boat at.
Okay, very cool. Like Wince's or?
TJ's Harbor.
Oh, TJ's
yes,
Harbor.
Sir,
yeah,
yes.
Another very nice restaurant.
Oh, yeah, it's delicious. Absolutely.
I'd be lying if I didn't say I might have been there a time or two this week. Anyway, just to give that a little promo. Yeah. Well, TJ's, he also took over, you know, Ed and Arnie. So, you know, that was going to go away.
Right.
The famous, you know, milkshake burger stand.
Arnie and Ed's right
Arnie
there
and
on the shores of Lake Winnebago.
And he saved that from demise, so... Kudos to him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, fantastic. How do people get out here, Shane?
Yeah. So we have two buses. One of the buses picks up in the center of EA. The next one picks up down by our amphibs. It's a $3 round trip ride. So you put your $3 in over at the main field, and then you take a bus down here. We have a walk through the woods here that takes you right from the bus stop. So, again, you go from concrete right down to the lakeshore.
Yeah, it's great. I wonder if somebody wants to drive out.
Absolutely. We have parking available out here. We have two very large lots. It has become a more popular spot, and because of that, if you want to come out, get out here early and come to see what we have to offer.
All right, fantastic. Well, Shane, you have put together a great lineup of people from your venue out here for us to talk to this hour. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break and say hi to our sponsors, and then we'll be back and talk all seaplane base. Jaymont G, we're on the fly at the EAA Air Ventures Seaplane Base Oshkosh 2022. You're listening to EAA Radio.